This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I hope that you're feeling pretty well today. Have you ever seen the American cartoon characters Calvin and Hobbes? They're very popular in the United States. Well, one cartoon showed was late November and the little boy's there waiting with his sled for the first big snowfall of the season. But he was to be disappointed. He waits and waits and he starts to speak with God and argues his case for snow. He's thoroughly disgusted with this, that God has failed to bring him snow. He gets down on his knees, "Please, Lord, snow, just a little bit. That's all I'm asking." Then he shouts, "I'm waiting for you, God." He runs pleading, but that prayer is unanswered. There's no sight for this little boy. And in the last frame of the cartoon, he cries out to God, "Okay then, do you want me to become an atheist?" I guess that's one way to handle disappointments in prayer. I'm not recommending at all becoming an atheist, but I've got a feeling that many people are angry or frustrated. Why doesn't God answer my prayer? They feel hurt and confused, and they sometimes get to that point where they just want to give up on God. They're very disappointed. They can't work it out. Now, I think this is a very serious issue, and I want to spend today and tomorrow looking at this question, a basic question: why doesn't God answer my prayer? Even the most devout Christian who goes to church every day, he or she might live a good life, and that problem will no doubt raise its head. Sometimes it seems that God is not listening. And we might in fact feel like the psalmist in Psalm 10 verse 1. This was his prayer. "Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?" In other words, the psalmist from Psalm 10 was saying, "Listen, God, what's going on here? Why is there no response to me? I'm needing you." And I think I've heard it said, and might have said it to myself, God always answers prayer. That's sort of like a pat answer. We might say, yes, well, sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, and sometimes he says wait. And I've told people that myself. Now, yes, it sounds very good in theory. But if you're in the pit of despair and anguish and you're very angry, it's not much help. It really is like those times when prayer is just bouncing off the ceiling. But as in most things, what we feel is not always the same as what is actually going on, what's true. And I've spoken about this before. In fact, the Bible is filled with stories of men and women who prayed to God in a crisis. And lo and behold, for whatever reason, God did not answer their prayers. How come? Why is this happening? Surely the eternal God would answer the prayers of people who are very faithful and dedicated, have given their all to God, and yet there's been no answer. Let me use today the illustration of Paul, the Apostle Paul. I know that I've talked a lot about Paul. There are so many lessons here. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul has this wonderful moment of ecstasy, the greatest moment of his life, where he has this vision of heaven. He may probably never forget what it was like. But not long after that, he was given a problem called a thorn in the flesh to torment him. Now, we don't know for sure what it was. It may have been some physical ailment, but it doesn't really matter. But the point is, he prayed three times to have this problem taken away. And verse 8 of 2 Corinthians 12 says this: "Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me." Now, Paul, as in all things, was very serious. He meant business. He was too busy to sort of muck around. He had a lot to do for Jesus. But three times, God said no. Can you believe that? Here was one of the greatest Christians who ever lived, the man who introduced Christianity to Europe. And when he prayed about his own needs, God, it seemed, would not answer the prayers. It doesn't make any sense, because Paul was a great man, a man of prayer. He wrote about prayer in many of his letters. He desperately begged God over and over. No answer came at that time. Well, there is an answer, and tomorrow I just want to bring that a little bit further to you. And there is a hope that God will answer. Lord, for that person who may be wanting a prayer answered, come to them today with your blessing. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.